E, you're going to need some medicine. Take your medicine. Dun, dun, dun. Hi, James from Ingvid. Today's lesson is going to be on getting medicine, going to the pharmacy, and who you should see to get these things. Okay, look, you're learning English, and if you're really lucky, you're going to get to travel to different places, English-speaking places. And when you go there, it's not always going to be perfect. I'm hoping most of the time you have a great time, meet interesting people, but you might get sick or feel bad. And when you do, you're going to need someone to help you. And what I'd like to do is help you with today's lesson, and where we're going to talk about how we not acknowledge, but we tell someone what's wrong with us and how they help us get better. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. So, first, symptoms. It's a nice long word. What are your symptoms? Symptoms are the things that you feel when you don't feel well. If you say, "My back hurts," or "My head hurts," or "My stomach doesn't feel good," what you're saying is these are your symptoms. When you have a cold, you have a runny nose, your nose is runny, right? Sometimes you cough. Sometimes you have this. Well, that would be a fever. If that's the symptoms, I'd say you have a flu, not the cold, right? Okay. So when you see a doctor, and that's who you'd go to a doctor, they'll ask you, "What are your symptoms?" And you say, "Doctor, my arm hurts and my back hurts." They'll go, "Okay, you know what? I think you have blah, 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 and you need some medicine." So once you tell them the symptoms, if the doctor feels this is something you won't get better in, 2 or 3 days, like you're tired, get some sleep or eat some food, the doctor will tell you to get some medicine. Now, in North America, which is Canada, United States, and Mexico, a great, well, we won't say Mexico because English speaking, Canada, United States, Great Britain, Australia, you cannot get medicine just because you want it. You actually have to go to a special place and you have to get what's called a prescription. A prescription, actually, the word is prescription, but we say prescription. The prescription is the doctor saying what medicine you need. Remember we said medicine? And he signs, or she will sign it and say, "Please give this person that medicine." In this case, I said he because Mr. E, if you didn't know it, he's a doctor. He is a doctor, bona fide. Anyway, Mr. E will sign a piece of paper and give it to you. You will then go to a place called the pharmacy. The pharmacy is where we actually get medicine. Sometimes they actually make some of the medicines or put them together there for you. Another word for pharmacy is drugstore. A lot of times, Canadians and Americans will go, "I'm going to the drugstore to get something," because they don't just sell medicine or drugs, and drugs is another word for medicine. They sell other things you might need, toothpaste, floss for your teeth, and we have a video on that if you really want to go check, okay, on how to take care of yourself. But you'll go to the drugstore or the pharmacy to get your medicine. When you go there and you hand it, you're going to hand the piece of paper to the person called the pharmacist. The pharmacist is the doctor that deals with giving out medicines. They will ask you for your prescription. When you hand them the prescription, they will, here we have number 5, fill your prescription. Fill it, think of a bathtub or, a glass of water. It's empty, but as you put the water in, it fills up. Filling the prescription means putting the medicine inside of the bottle for you to take. The pharmacist will fill your prescription. Sometimes, though, the pharmacist will say, "Hey, don't worry about this. It's an over-the-counter drug." Over-the-counter drug means the doctor doesn't need to give you a prescription. The pharmacist can just make it for you or give it to you. There are some medications that they don't want to leave on the shelves for people to just take, but it's not necessary for a doctor to give it to you. So they'll let you know if it's an over-the-counter drug or not. Something to know about medicines. Some medicines will make you sleepy and some will not. In this case, what we say is drowsy and non-drowsy. Okay? Medicines that make you sleepy, make you fall asleep. And the non-drowsy ones wake you up and make you speak really, 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 really quickly. Okay? You're thinking, okay, what does that matter? Well, it does matter if you're driving a car or if you're going to work. They will usually recommend that if you have a medicine that will make you drowsy, they will say, "You know what? Don't drive a car and maybe don't go to work." it will be dangerous for you. And sometimes the drowsy ones are good because they will make you sleep so you can relax, get a good night's sleep, and be better the next day. Okay? So you can ask your pharmacist, is this medicine drowsy or non-drowsy? Or will this medicine make me drowsy? And they will be happy to answer your questions. So we filled your prescription. Maybe it was over-the-counter drug. Maybe it wasn't. You found out whether it was drowsy or non-drowsy. In North America, I can say Canada specifically, in the United States, I believe as well, and in Britain. Britain's a little different. They have an insurance plan that the country uses. But in Canada, we ask if you have an insurance plan. And if you say, what do you mean insurance plan? Well, what this means is there's a company that you've paid money to that if you have to buy medicine or see a doctor, it makes it very cheap or you don't pay any money at all. In Canada, we have a medical system that's paid for. We don't pay for our doctors, but we still need an insurance plan if we want to get cheap medicine. An example might be this. If I need something for my head and the medicine or the drugs cost $100, if I have an insurance plan, I don't pay. I show my card, I don't pay. If I forget my card, I must pay. So this is something you should think about when you leave your country. Make sure you have medical insurance, okay? Because things get really expensive if you don't have it. And it's something to look into before you go. Now, here's something we want to talk about, the medicines themselves. Because after you've told the pharmacist if you have an insurance plan, you pay or it's for free, okay? You don't have to pay, and you're free to go. And you can take the medicine to help you with your symptoms. But let's talk about the medicine itself, okay? You're going to get a bottle like this, and there will be things in it. You call this medicine. Another word for it here we say are drugs, medicine, but the things themselves are pills. We'll say, did you take your pill? How many pills do you have to take? You don't say to anybody, how many drugs do you have to take? That's a little crazy. But pills are the individual things that you take. So I have to take 2 pills. Now, this will be put on the label, and that's that little piece of paper thing here, right? That's the label. So on the label will be the instructions. Take 2 pills with water. Take 2 pills in the morning, take 1 pill here. It will also list the side effects. Will make you tired, will make you need to go to the washroom. So you should read for side effects, read for how many pills you should take, and you'll find all of that information on the label. But if you really want to know where you have to go, go to the pharmacy, because you'll never get the medicine without going there. So if you ever feel ill, and you're in a foreign country that speaks English, locate a doctor, tell them your symptoms. Okay. The doctor, if you need medicine, will tell you what medicine you need. Another word for medicine is drug, right? Drug is the name of the medicine. He'll write a prescription for you. You can take that to the pharmacy. There they will fill your drug. Some of these drugs are over the counter, which means, as I said, the pharmacist doesn't need a prescription. He can just say, oh, just take this. It's good for you. Others, you need the prescription. They'll let you know if it's drowsy or non-drowsy, which is important if you need to work. Or if you are driving your car, you should know what will happen to you, right? Because you may be very tired because of the drug. Before you pay, they will usually ask if you have an insurance plan. That's because that saves you money, okay? And I also recommend you get an insurance plan when you go to any country, right? You never know what will happen. Finally, look at the drug itself. They will tell you how many pills. In other words for pills are dosage. What dosage? How many you should take? When you should take it? And possible side effects. Cool? Well, listen, taking your medicine makes you better. And that's why I feel like Ingvid is like medicine. You come here, we give you the medicine. Your symptoms are you don't speak English. When you're done, you do. Okay? So after this lesson, I know, and actually, we're not going to go there yet. We're going to give you a short quiz to make sure you understand everything I just said. So you ready? Let's go. Okay. Let's look at some things you should know, just some general things that are good to understand before you go to a pharmacy, okay? Then I have a short quiz to give to you to see if you really understood what I said. You ready? Let's go. Okay, things you should know. Number one, in Canada and the United States, a pharmacy is also known as a drugstore. 2 words, so they'll say drugstore or pharmacy. Usually because at the drugstore, it's not just medicine. They sell other things. Baby products, cleaning products, a bunch of stuff. Number 2, when you need help, you will say, can you help me with or can you help me find? If you say, can you help me with getting this medicine, people will understand. Or if you say, can you help me find the pharmacist for this medicine? Or can you help me with looking for something? They might say to you when you walk into the pharmacy, can I help you with something? So notice how these are the same. Both of you are looking for something. You are looking for help. They are looking for a way to help you. So if they say, can I help you with something? You don't say, no, I'm not lifting any boxes. I'm okay. They're saying, can I help you with your medicine or anything you need? A lot of times in your medicine, it will say take with. Read this very carefully. If you remember the label I talked about, it might say take with food, take with water, or don't take with taking alcohol. Carefully read that. So read this take with or don't take with. Okay. And finally, pain equals ache. Okay. You can say I have back pain or I have a backache. When you say back pain, it will be two words. When you say backache, it will be one. When you say I have head pain, it will be two words. When you have a headache, it will be one word. Okay? Cool. Now let's do our short quiz to see if you're ready for the real thing. I went to see Dr. E and said I was feeling bad. He asked me what my something were. Now, what would be the first thing a doctor would ask you before they give you medicine? That's right. What are your symptoms? Tell me what's wrong with you. I can't give you medicine if I don't know what's wrong. I told him I had a serious head. Well, yeah, you're not a funny person. That's why you're serious. You have a serious head, right? Yeah, we could say head pain. You're right. Head pain's a good answer. But head pain is two words, and this looks like one. Headache. Head pain. Serious head pain is a headache. Okay? Next. He wrote me a... That's right. Prescription. You want me a prescription? Remember I said we say prescription here? We do. We're like, I need a prescription for. But he wrote me a prescription. The spelling is P-R-E. Keep that in mind, okay? And finally, he wrote me a prescription and sent me to the... Where would he send you if you have a prescription? You have symptoms? And you don't feel well, where would you go with your prescription? No, not to jail. To the drugstore. He sent you to the drugstore. Cool. You did pretty well. But I'm thinking you need a better test. And when you go to Ingvid, which is ing as in English, vid as in video.com, you can go do the rest of this test and just see just how good you are. Now, I'd like to say thank you once again for watching our videos, and I want you to subscribe, right? So what you got to do is look around, and there's a button there, and it'll say subscribe, because that will get you my latest video, so you won't have to look for me. Not like the doctor, get a prescription. All you'll have to do is subscribe, and the next time a video comes out, it'll be sent right to you. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, you have a good day. We'll talk soon.